The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I've been paying the price. You ever forget someone's birthday? How about your husband's birthday?
No.
Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
I'm the guy she forgot his birthday. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I was so sad.
Not as sad as I was.
No, I know. We woke up and I got this like alarm going off and I'm like, so annoying. And I just pushed ignore. And go throughout my morning, doing what I need to do. Otto's in the moodiest mood. I'm like, gosh, what is going on?
Rightfully so.
Okay, exactly, Anthony, you're right. He has every right to be upset. And I'm like, what's wrong with you? Why are you so moody? And he's like, nothing, as he gazes out of the window of our hotel room.
Dang.
I was in a deep, dark depression here. I was like, I can't believe my wife forgot my birthday.
I feel so bad now because I thought it was a strategic. I wasn't with you guys on your birthday, so I thought it was a strategic. I'm not posting about it. I thought you're trying to be mysterious, but sorry, brother. I didn't know people forgot about it.
Well, he is mysterious about it. He's like, don't talk about it. But then I forget. He's like, we're going to talk about it.
No. That's not how it happened at all. You just forgot. And then this, she figured it out? My brother called me and I'm talking to him on the phone. And I was like, oh, thanks, man.
Dirty.
And she's like, thanks for what? And I just looked at her. She goes, oh, my God, it's your birthday.
I was like, no wonder you're so moody. No wonder. Have you ever forgotten someone's birthday? It's the worst when you forget anything.
Wants to skip over this. Like, it's not that big a deal. Like, she's like, no biggie.
So, Dana, you forgot your husband's birthday.
Yes.
And how did you make up once you realized, oh, my God.
I actually did.
What did you do?
We left that morning.
No. That's
not a
makeup.
And we got free breakfast.
No, we were, okay, we went downstairs breakfast. and we got breakfast. And then the guy was like, oh, it's your birthday and she forgot it? Let me get you some free breakfast.
Yes.
And now she's taking credit for that.
Well, because I told him it was your birthday.
No.
If I hadn't told him, we wouldn't have got free breakfast, and it was the worst breakfast ever.
it was not a good breakfast. No,
I can't wait for Valentine's Day or another romantic call, and Otto gets a hall pass.
Man,
I don't even know what those days are.
You know what? I do not whine when you don't get me flowers for Valentine's Day. This year,
I always get
beautiful.
You flowers,
dude.
There were no flowers last year.
Oh,
and
lies.
Guess what? It doesn't even matter.
Don't try to justify your blatant disrespect of my birthday.
You don't complain about Otto not getting you flowers. You make it a 3-week segment about flowers.
So the last time he didn't get me flowers, I'll have to live this down for at least this month. He's a Leo. He's never going to let me forget, at least for the next 3 weeks. All right, there.
Just rest your life.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So a woman had planned a trip with her daughter to Europe. So excited, was doing this huge countdown on Instagram. They get to the airport and her daughter, her 21-year-old daughter, had forgotten her passport.
Mm.
Now, mom had paid for this trip in its entirety. It was one of those all-inclusive things. You had to get there at a certain time, non-refundable, blah, blah, blah. She left her daughter and took off to Europe, left her daughter at the airport and said, good luck. And the internet is divided. Like, mom, how dare you leave your daughter? Just try
She's
to
21.
Figure it out. Otto?
I could see if it was like, you know, Home Alone situation and leaving your kid at home, but this is a 21-year-old girl who's not responsible enough to bring her passport to the airport.
Otto, double check. Ask everyone. Ask you check yours. Make sure your daughter. No, can you even imagine going to Europe alone? Like, what are you doing anyway? If my daughter forgot her passport, I'd be livid. Don't get me wrong. I mean, the crazy would come out of me, but I would say, let's go back home. Let's get your passport. Let's figure it out.
Do you know how many times I've had to deal with this actual situation? Not necessarily like we're leaving to Europe, but Dana forgot her ID when we're at the airport.
Oh my gosh.
Or my daughter one time actually did forget her passport when we were on the way to the airport and I had to turn around and we almost missed the flight. So had we been in line at the airport, I would have for sure left her. There's no
way. I know you would.
No doubt in my mind.
I know you would. But the last time I forgot my ID, we were almost at the airport and you turned the car around. Now, was it a pleasant ride home? No. Was it dangerous? Were there laws broken? Possibly.
A little bit of screaming.
And you've heard Otto scream. I had to hear it the whole way. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I'm
and then he's probably even walking faster than he usually walks.
Oh my gosh.
Once we got to the airport, it was a sprint.
Oh, my God. Drill sergeant. Yo. And also, like, I think, you know what this is opening me up to is travel compatibility. And sometimes with friends and family members, mm-hmm. you're not compatible with travel partners. And I actually learned that when we traveled for the St. Jude's event and I had to take producer Jack to the airport.
Yeah.
Because producer Jack is like a arrived to the airport 3 hours in advance kind of person. And me, on the other hand, I'm like
30
like
minutes to, before.
I want to be there when my plane is about to be wheels up. Like, I'm trying to get there early.
Anthony, so you are usually the last person on the plane, and I'm not kidding. That's Anthony.
And the whole time we were driving over there, I knew Jack was getting fidgety and frustrated with me, but you're in for the ride, baby. Kick back.
You are not a terrible person to travel with. I think we can all agree Otto is the worst. What? He's the guy.
I get us everywhere
that
we're
will
going.
Not turn over your travel. I don't have any itinerary. I don't have a confirmation number. I don't know when we're leaving, when we land. I know nothing. He walks 500 miles an hour. I'm like, where are you going? Why are you so fast? And he wants to control every aspect.
Well, because I'm the one who doesn't forget my ID or my passport. Somebody's got to be in charge. Somebody has to be in charge. Somebody has to take control of the situation. You are not the leader when it comes to that.
Okay. All right, Dad Traveler.
Dad, thank you, Anthony.
I will say sometimes you have left me without flight information, and then I'm there at the airport, and I don't get Wi-Fi, so then my flight information is just loading, and everyone's just staring at me all weird. So there's the and also you've entered in my wrong birth information.
I don't know how many times I've done that.
I'm like, dude,
every time I've done that, I felt guilty because Anthony will get to the front of the line and they like send him back to the counter, like you have to go check back in. Your birthday doesn't match up.
There's very few times where my frustration level has fit real with DJ Automatic. And anytime it's that, oh my God, yeah, dude.
You know who we should leave behind? DJ Automatic. That's who we should leave behind.
You wouldn't even get there without me.
Exactly, because we've never missed a flight with Automatic. We would miss a flight if I was leaving.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Mickey just shot me a text message and she said, two kids cost me a little over $300 for back to school. I said, good job. How'd you do that? She said, I started shopping during the sales 4th of July.
Oh.
Smart.
There you go.
Very smart. You know, you're getting two pair of shoes and two pair of pants and maybe a few shirts. That's the average, but I was below average.
Here we go. I knew this is where this was going.
Here it comes. We're about to do a pour off.
Well, I mean, that's a lot. I'm like, what? They got two pair of pants? What? If you can catch a sale, I mean, every dollar is much appreciated at this very moment when it comes to savings. Everything's so expensive.
I just want to know these kids that got two pair of shoes for back to school.
There's a lot of kids with plenty, and they should be very grateful for that. It's also okay if you've got that one pair of pants. It's also okay if you have that one or two shirts. Maybe you got a shirt from last year. Wash them and take an iron to them and you'll look great. Steve Jobs, one of the most successful men in the world, wore a black turtleneck and 501 Levi's and a pair of New Balance every time he made a major presentation for 20 plus years.
Yeah, he was a billionaire.
Exactly.
He could get away with that.
And that goes to show you, though, that
he wasn't
does not
he wasn't
matter.
Trying to impress the girls at Don't. School.
Okay. Otto, are you still scarred, brother? Are you
obviously,
okay?
You sound like you are holding, you got a big chip on your shoulder, Automatic.
No, I've never had a time where I had two brand new pair of shoes to go to school. Or
you had to have one, okay. though. Come on.
No, never.
Let me ask you this, Otto. Was there ever a time where you had an outfit and you were excited to drop that outfit at everybody at school?
Sixth grade.
What? Tell me about the outfit, Otto.
Okay, so my grandma had sent me some of my uncle's old clothes and she sent me this Adidas t-shirt.
And
then I had like new jeans on. And then my mom had got me some pony shoes, which didn't really match my shirt, but they were new. I'm not going to lie. I walked into sixth grade feeling kind of fly.
Yeah.
There you go, dude.
Yeah, there you go.
I knew that's how we were like so closely connected because I also came from a family where we didn't really do back to school shopping. All we did was get my older cousin's hand-me-downs.
Hey.
Yeah. I mean, I went to school dressed like Billie Eilish or Big Pun, but... You know, I look cool. My clothes are baggy. I look cool.
I got my cousin's hand-me-downs too, but I always got a new pair of shoes. Who remembers the brand Pro Wings? Okay, on that note.
I remember Pro Wings.
Made me run faster.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Drake went on a date with 20 women and he live streamed it. And it's gone viral, right? I mean, it's Drake.
So it's this 20 versus one thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it was on Kick live stream, everything. He ended up narrowing it down, obviously, to one. This woman is a goth girl. She goes by Pink to You. Here's just one of the funniest interactions.
By the way, you can look me dead in my eyes. If you say do it, I would.
Okay. You're saying this, and now I'm gonna like test it.
Okay.
Would you bark for me?
I mean, she's pretty hot, I guess. Is that a bark or more of like a, I don't know what that was.
That was a slight, like, chihuahua-like growl.
I don't know if it was a chihuahua. I don't know what that was. But I do know that she made everyone cry. Oh, because, well, you know, he's like, hey, I'll do anything for you.
What after he picks her.
Oh, I know. This just blew my mind.
You just get to pick one thing, anything in the world, and I'll buy it for you.
Did you buy my mom a house?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to.
Wait, really?
Sure.
Whoa.
Because she's wanting to retire to the channel.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
At this moment, everybody in the video is in tears. I'm in tears. She chose her mom. Imagine that moment of telling your mom, I'm retiring you.
It was deep, but to me, I couldn't get over her look, bro. She looked like a prime Kat Von D. She's such a beautiful woman.
Anthony, she's striking. And
she is now the goth baddie.
The goth baddie, Otto. She is gorgeous, though. I know it's like a look, like, you know, that very fair black kind of dark lipstick. Kat Von D used to have it. I used to love that makeup. And her dark hair. It's kind of an act because you know that that's not what she walks around like every single day. That's how she makes money.
Yeah, she's a streamer. That's how she tries to pay her money.
Yeah. She's got to get money. But now she don't have to worry about her mother because she took care of her. I love that look. There was a moment, and I know you remember, where everybody wanted to be goth. The black hair, the black lipstick. Oh, you just thought you looked so good. Oh, it was so cute.
I don't think Anthony and I wanted to look like that.
There were some women.
You didn't know if they were vampires, but either way, I just wanted them.
That look, I think, is great. And it's back. Simple 90s goth look is back. I guess there's nothing really simple about it when you think about it. Check out the video at Dana Cortez Show on Instagram. It's inside the story.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Famous blogger and possibly the biggest online troll, Perez Hilton. And I'm just saying that because that's who he was. Last week, experienced a mental breakdown on a live stream on TikTok. Unfortunately, he mutilated himself. He harmed himself. You know, of course, this is terrible. The fact that it was able to go on for as long as it did on TikTok is also disturbing. That's something I think we should talk about.
They've removed him from another the platform.
Day. Yeah, but the amount of time he spent on live stream doing this.
So are you questioning like how long the platform allowed it?
Absolutely, okay. 100%. Somebody should have shut that down long ago. His family says that recovery is going to be a long process. He is in serious but stable condition. He will require several surgeries because of the amount of harm he did to himself. They say the only real news that you will get will be at PerezHilton.com and that he is being held through Florida's Baker's Law, which does allow judge and family to hold someone even if they want to leave a hospital because of a mental breakdown. This is a law, I think, that needs to be implemented all over the country.
Is that saying that his family feels it's best for him to stay there and that's where he should be, right?
Yes, he is not allowed to leave whatever facility he's at this very moment. He is visiting with his mother. I don't know if he's had any communication with his children thus far. You know what I wanted to say? There are moments in Perez Hilton's career that I have not liked what he's written. I have not liked what he's posted. But
he's done some really awful things.
He has done some terrible things to many people for a lot of years. That's why I said he was the first gossip troll, per se, on the internet that became famous. That does not mean that I get to be hateful and say terrible things about someone. That makes me maybe worse than the person I'm supposedly talking badly about. I wish him a speedy recovery. I wish him, you know, reflection. I wish him good health. I wish him prosperity. And I hope that out of this darkness can come some light.
It is tragic, and it is allowing us to have this conversation. And people do have these thoughts mm-hmm. around the world. And if there's anybody out there, we're here, and there's always people who love you. And I think, for me, that is a reminder to express that thought and that perspective as well.
I love that you say that, Anthony, because we always tell people, call us. You know, we're having conversation. You can call us anytime, 877-730-DCS1. And, of course, the Suicide Prevention Line.
You can call 988 or text 988.
And there's always someone there to respond.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Do you like to shop on Amazon? I want you to be honest with me, too. Okay, call me up. 877-730-DCS1.
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't even have an Amazon account.
You don't need one, Otto, because I do. I shop for us on Amazon. And there is a way.
Is it for us?
Yes. There's a way for you to shop on Amazon and save money. I'm talking pennies on the dollar. Now, before I give you all the deets, I did ask for a call. Erica, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Do you do a lot of Amazon shopping?
I do.
Do you do what I do? Do you go through Amazon and just put stuff in your cart and leave it there?
Absolutely. It's the same thing as like going in the store and putting something in my basket just to see how I feel about it.
Yeah.
And I walk around with it for a little bit.
Yes.
And then I decide later, like, did that feel good? Like, does it actually feel like yeah. my stuff?
And then if you don't want it, you go put it back. Or if you do, yeah. you check out. Okay.
And no, it didn't hurt nothing. Didn't waste any money.
Any money or anything. It has helped me shop less by doing that. Just putting stuff in there. And then do I really need it? Wait 24 hours, go back. 9 times out of 10, I don't. But there is a store, and they're all over the country, where you can buy returned Amazon things for pennies on the dollar. And I bet you didn't even know. Did you know that?
No. It's almost the same thing as like buying mail that was never picked up or
yes,
lost.
Yes, same
whatever.
Thing. Same thing. Absolutely same thing. It's called the Amazon Bin Store. They're all over the country. You have to do your Googles. Maybe there's not one in your city, but if you're traveling, you can possibly find one, and you
yeah.
just dig through pallets. Girl, it's like something that costs $20 could be 25 cents. I'm not even kidding you.
That is such a bargain. I'm definitely going to hit you up for that.
Yes, at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I can send you a map of the stores. So if you want to know where to go, and think of all the money you can save for your household by going through this Amazon bin store.
Or you can just buy more stuff that you don't need.
Oh, whoa.
I need everything
hater.
I buy. Oh, thank you, Anthony.
Hater? What are you talking about?
You a hater?
Yeah, she just came down on me for the last half an hour for some of my vices. Guess what? It's time to come down on you for some of your vices, okay? You're buying things that we don't need. You're spending money on things.
You are not allowed to use my face or eye cream ever again.
That is ridiculous. I have my own.
You have your own because I bought it for you on Amazon.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.